Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Happy Throwback Thursday, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
So this is very exciting. Should we tell people what we're trying, Kevin?
Yeah, we're actually trying to do this remotely. In an effort to get to be more current, because sometimes we film these Throwback Thursdays a couple weeks in advance, we're not always up to date with our current events.
Which is why last time I said everyone, I was really excited to see this new show called Sideshow come out. So we're a little bit behind, and we're trying to play catch up. In new news, there's this new show in Chicago called The Producers, which I think is going to be a big hit. Just heard about that in my in-theater magazine.
It's going to be a big... I saw it in After Dark, and I really...
You're really behind.
I'm really...
After Dark has not existed, I think.
Oh, it isn't?
Since 1989, my friend.
In my Show Music magazine, it really... I saw the full story. I'm excited for The Producers. It's going to be great. It's going to be a big old hit.
We're all very ready and very excited.
I really want Full Monty to really win the day, but I know it's not going to be Full Monty.
Is going to be a juggernaut. Look at us predicting the future.
Oh, my God. Tell me about Happy Time, because I missed Happy Time. That was this past week.
Oh, yeah. We did the 50th anniversary of the Happy Time, and it went incredibly well. Michael Rupert directed the show, and we did the show with piano only, and it sounded fabulous. But one of the nice things was we were really, really sold out, or we had a really nice crowd, and it was good to see. It was good to hear this score revisited one more time, because it's not being done at Encores. I don't know why, because it would be fantastic for Encores. But the way Michael had conceived the show was that instead of trying to keep a linear story going, it was simply going to be that we were going to sing the songs of the show regardless of gender, regardless of age. So, for example, The Life of the Party, which Grandpa normally sings, was sung by Debbie Gravitt, and Karen Ziemba did a stunning rendition of Among My Yesterdays. And it was really great. We got a great review, and I'm hoping that maybe this will fan the flame of the show a little bit more, so maybe it gets done at Encores or somewhere else. But Michael did a beautiful job putting everything together.
I love it. I wish I could have seen it. I really do.
And I think we've talked about The Happy Time. It's one of our favorite things at one point. So
if
you go back, you can hear more about it. But if you don't know it, it's the Kander and Ebb show between After Cabaret. Hello? Did I lose you?
No, I'm here.
Oh, After Cabaret and Before Zorba. And it's probably their most sentimental score. And so it's fabulous. John Kander was invited but could not attend. You know why he could not attend?
Why?
Because he was working on another musical at the time. He's working on Beast in the Jungle. But it makes me so happy when you hear someone that age is unavailable because working.
He doesn't stop. He does not stop. The man just keeps going and going and going.
I love it.
I'm so impressed.
It's like when Charles Strauss kicked us out because he's like, I got work to do.
I love it. God bless. And there's my to-do list on the piano. I love it.
He's 90. Oh. He's got a to-do list. I'm sitting here being like, well, you know, maybe today I'll kind of make my bed. And we'll go from there. Okay.
Your bed is always made, Rob. Your bed is always made.
I'm very, very prompt on that. Making my bed is one of my favorite things.
Same. Hmm.
And now I'll tell you about my favorite thing. So my favorite thing comes to us actually as a suggestion from a listener, one of our great listeners, Brian Michael Henry, who has been listening to us since day one. God bless him. He's doing a cruise right now. He's on a cruise ship. He's a performer. He plays he plays Jerry Lee Lewis like in every production of Million Dollar Quartet. Like that's sort of his thing. Anyway, nice. He loves the show. He really loves you, Kevin. Really loves you.
He's a piano player. I mean, we appreciate each other. I mean, like, if he's Jerry Lee Lewis, you know.
I think when he gets back.
You can't see me, but my fingers are moving like crazy.
No, I see them. I see your fingers. You mean our listeners, right? Or did you not think I could see you this whole time?
I keep forgetting you can see me on Skype right now.
Ha, yeah, I can see you. Hello. That's why I'm wearing clothes.
Hey, Rob.
Hi. Anyway, so he said to me, he goes, I loved your interview with Michael Riedel. He said, did you ever see when he interviewed Amy Sedaris?
What?
And I said, no. And he said, it's the worst interview you'll ever see in your life. So this week, my favorite thing is, it's weird, Kevin.
Okay, I love you so much for this, Rob.
So this goes on, just for our listeners, it's about 8 minutes long. It is one of the most awkward interviews I've ever seen in my life. Now, you remember a few weeks ago, another favorite interview of mine was Van Johnson going on the David Letterman show and obviously not being happy with Dave Letterman and knowing that the only thing he wanted to plug was Le Cage aux Folles at the Palace Theater with George Hearn. That's the only thing he kept saying over and over again. This is even more awkward. So this was from a show, a public access show called Inside Broadway. And it was hosted by Michael Riedel and Susan Haskins.
This is before they did their show.
They then went to Theater Talk. But before Talk, there was this thing called Inside Broadway. And so this is from 1995. Amy Sedaris and her brother David Sedaris. I mean, I'm sure you know them. David Sedaris is like this amazing essayist who's so funny.
In college, I went to David Sedaris with my girlfriend at the time, Trista Moldovan. And
Cass Morgan.
And he literally wrote in my book, Dear Kevin, everyone thinks you're gay. I mean, he knew me so well.
What crazy. A great guy. He may be wishful thinking. So as you know, David Sedaris is a brilliant mind. But his sister, who was in Second City, is one of the most brilliant comedians that's out there. If you've never seen a show called Strangers with Candy, where she plays Jerry Blank, a middle-aged woman who goes back to high school. It is one of the funniest things you'll ever see in your life. But anyway,
she's amazing.
David Sedaris wrote a show for her called One Woman Shoe. I didn't know that. I didn't know any of this either. And it also had Jackie Hoffman in it. And the story of One Woman Shoe, it's a parody, but it tells what happens when four welfare recipients learn that under a new government program, they're going to have to start earning their money. So now this is where the satire comes in. African-American women are told that they're going to have to groom border collies, but all the white women have to put on, they have to learn how to put on one-woman shows.
Okay, this is satire.
The New York Times review said it was fantastic. So anyway, it's Michael Riedel, Susan Haskins, Amy Sedaris, and David Rakoff, one of the actors in the show. I don't know what happens, but Amy Sedaris is sitting there just popping peanut M&Ms, looking disdainfully at Michael Riedel. And Susan Haskins is like, so blah, blah, blah. The show is called One Woman Shoe. It's playing at La Mama downtown. And she goes, Michael, have you seen it? And Michael Riedel says, I only review Broadway for the Daily News. I don't go below 14th Street. And then starts to make every single joke imaginable about how they're broke, how they're poor, how La Mama is a shithole. And he even says something along the lines of, I'm really like those Republican budget cutters who have La Mama set in their sights. He goes, I want to see that go away. So he's literally insulting them, insulting the theater. But watching Amy Sedaris deal with it is one of the funniest things you'll ever see in your life.
How did this get on your radar?
So Brian, the listener, is a huge David Sedaris fan.
And
I think when he was just YouTubing it, he came across it. But it's really...
Oh, my God.
And then the best is they start talking about drinks. And Amy Sedaris says, oh, I love Bombay Sapphire. And Michael looks at her and goes, now, can you downtown people afford Bombay Sapphire? It is one of the... I've never seen anything like this. So I don't know who said what before they went on the air. But
right.
He was not having it, and she was not having it.
So was he in on it? He was not in on the joke?
I don't think so. I think he was being his usual self, and I think he found a really, really good sparring partner.
Wow.
So it's a fun interview to watch. Michael Riedel versus Amy Sedaris.
We can find it on YouTube?
It's on YouTube.
Okay.
And like I said, it's 8 minutes long. You don't need to know anything else. But do you remember that scene in Company where Marta is talking to Robert and she goes, people's assholes are like this. And she makes the open hole. And she goes, and if you're real uptight, and then she makes a fist. That's the feeling you're going to get while you're watching this.
I don't like that, Rob. I don't like that. I don't like that feeling. It's not.
Then you're not going to go to the Eagle on Saturday. But for the rest of us, Kev, it's really fantastic. Watch Michael Riedel versus Amy Sedaris. It's on YouTube, and it's from 1995.
All right.
It's going to make you want to have peanut M&Ms afterwards.
Wow.
So make sure you grab a peanut
young
M&M.
Michael Riedel, and then go watch our interview with him.
And then, oh my God. I think, you know what? I like him. I think he's so funny. Oh. And I think he's so. I think he's really. But also, his book is so brilliant, Razzle Dazzle.
First of all, I love his book. That was the shocker. The book was truly the shocker. Razzle Dazzle by Michael Riedel was such a surprise read. So good. But I think there's a big old heart underneath that snark.
Oh, I mean, listen. This is a man who clearly loves theater. He eats it. He sleeps it. He breathes it.
Yeah.
And he's passionate about it. And yes, he's got very strong opinions. And yes, those opinions don't match up with the majority of the people a lot of the time. But I love him. I don't know what else to say. And God bless him for actually writing about the theater and telling story in Razzle Dazzle. And that he took the time to do it.
Agreed. 100%.
In an entertaining, 100%. Educational way.
1,000%. Agreed.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
So what's your favorite thing?
All right. So I'm going to be a surprise, surprise. I'm going to be a little sentimental. So all I'm going to say is that listeners and people who follow us on social media, you know that the last week has been a little – last 2 weeks, last month has been a little trying in my world. I lost my father about a week ago, and it was a beautiful time to spend with family, and we miss him. And he was such a supporter. And the reason why I love the arts is because of his mother, who to this day in my book, the letter I have from 2000 that she wrote me about Audra McDonald and Stephen Sondheim and all that when no one in my family knew any of them, it remains in my book because she was a supporter. So my father is gone, and it just made me think about people and what they are. And I would like to give a favorite thing to mentors. Not necessarily my father, but it made me think of all the people in your life who caused you to go down the road that you went down. And I mean this in regard to teachers. And without waxing too nostalgic or too sentimental, I just literally mean one person in your life, or maybe four or five, who literally had such a strong impact that perhaps you didn't even realize at the time, but really changed your life. And Robin, I know this firsthand from these interviews we have, because so often we hear about one teacher, and the person that we interview always mentions the name of the teacher. They always know that one Mr. or Mrs. so-and-so who effectively changed the course of their life. So for me, I could think of my first voice teacher, Susan Amasano from Elmira, New York. I can think of my English teacher, Bernadette Romeo, who was the first person who really believed in me, who said, oh yeah, you're going to make it. No one else in my family even thought about it. And Bernadette was like, yeah. I can think of a woman named Claire Reedy, who gave me my first theater job ever. She worked at Shakespeare and Company, but in Elmira, New York, right? And I actually live with my best friend from 12, you know, when I was 12 years old, which is, it's her great aunt. But Claire affected infinite number of people's lives that I don't even know about. And yet my experience was so singular that I think, oh, I must be the only person who had this kind of relationship. And yet when someone's so special that in your lives, they affect many people. And she was the one that when I was 13 and she had me do the Mark Twain drama, which was a favorite thing. It was a cast recording that David James Carroll. She directed the 14th year of this production and I was a part of it. And that's why I love musical theater to this day. So my challenge to our listeners is, who was a mentor in your life that ostensibly and forever changed the course of your life? And can you thank them for that right now? Can you go online and can you just go thank them? Just send them a letter that just says, you know, I am in business finance because of you. I'm a doctor because of you. I'm a blah, blah, blah because of you, you know. And my list could go on. Cynthia O'Connell, my voice teacher in choir. Victoria Bussert, the lady who literally created the program that I went to college for. There are so many people that effectively change your life. And they all do it without trying to get thanks. It's not about that. And so my favorite thing this week is mentors, people who are training young people or colleagues or older than you, but just educating in some way or affecting the life of somebody. And my challenge is to thank them. So I just – it's a sentimental thing, Rob, and it's a bit – perhaps a bit much, but it's – the week has been a bit much, so I'm just going to go there. But the mentor is a very special thing, and our interviews constantly show it to us. Every single one of them, I'm so moved when they mention that one teacher.
Yeah.
And it makes me proud to be a teacher. You know, that's our day job, quote unquote, and yet – it's the best day job ever. And I'm so proud of what we get to do. And I think it's really worth celebrating those individuals in your life that really, other than your family, other than, you know, but just people that did not have to do that for a living, that chose to do it. And it leaves an impact on people's lives that sometimes they don't even know. Mm. So maybe just, you know, in the spirit of graduation, because it is the end of the school year and yes, it is the end of the time for education, that maybe it's that time of year to just look back and reflect on the people that really held an impact in your life. And think about, as you're listening to this right now, you know, where are you right now? And who helped get you there? And Rob, who helped get you where you are? Can you tell me? You've never said a name of somebody, and I would love to know some names of people that really affected you. And you don't even have to give me context. You could just say their names, and I will appreciate that.
You mean professionally only?
No, I mean like when you were 5. I mean when you were 10. Oh. I mean when you were 18. I mean when you're 38. Oh. I really don't care. I think it's all the same.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm not 38.
Sorry, but you're right. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. So
my bad.
Thank you.
My bad. No, I mean, forget I'm older than you.
I mean, obviously, my parents.
Yes, of course.
I'm trying to think when I was my high school drama teacher Joe Donia.
Joe,
good old Joe Donia.
See that smile? They can't see the smile on your face. I can see the smile on your face when you just said his name, and that is the best. Who else? Come on, hit me. Come on, go.
My boss at the children's theater I used to work at, a guy named Scott Buchanan. All these people gave me directing opportunities when nobody else would do it, and I was too young. Not nobody else would do it. I was too young. I was like 16, and they were saying I could direct. Susan Shulman, who taught me the business aspect of everything. Daniel was incredibly helpful at getting me to New York City and, you know, supporting me. Lonnie Price was a brilliant mentor. Jen Tepper is a genius, and I worship at her altar. That's Mark Olson, who runs the Film Academy, who gave me a job when I came out here to the city for the first time. So yeah, those are mine. Those are mine.
That's
my list. My brother.
Yeah, I love that.
You,
family is so important. Yeah. You. Well, I mean that goes without saying. I mean, like, it's been that's so special. Well, listeners, go out and thank them. Just write a message. Just forgive the sentimentality, but honestly, I just feel very important that sometimes, especially maybe this time of year, when a lot of those teachers, especially in the collegiate and high school world, they see a lot of the people that they invested in go away, and actually, a lot of people never say thank you. So maybe just send a little note.
I think that's so sweet. And also, you know, for our listeners, because we never really talked about it on the air, you know, Kevin was flying back and forth for a number of months. And juggling 90 million things. And I'm sure your father, you know, how proud your father was of you and how much he loved you. But what a good son he had.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
It was really beautiful at the funeral. You know, the last memory we had was Easter, and we watched Jesus Christ Superstar, of course, because we're the Thomases. And it was my mother's first musical. It's the reason why I love musicals, because she loved that album, that original Brown album, that LP, you know, and everyone can picture it. And my father was like, oh yeah, Andrew Lloyd Webber. Oh, love those melodies. I always cry when I hear them. They're just so beautiful. All this time, Rob, he saw Les Mis, he saw Little Night Music all this time. And I was like, what? It was Andrew Lloyd Webber did it for you? But so for the prelude before, you know, as people are sitting and all of that, I played all Andrew Lloyd Webber tunes. Oh. And then I sang No One Is Alone as my family came in to sit. And it was just... And that music resonated. Everyone came up and said how beautiful the music was. And I just thought, hey, good job, Dad. Good job. So anyway, I thank you, Rob. And it's been a wild couple months, as anyone who has dealt with this sort of thing knows. But thank goodness for friends and family and love. So, you know,
I'm proud of you. You handled it with such grace. So
thanks, Rob. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
So what a nice, a nice favorite thing. What a nice sentiment.
Oh yeah. I just thought I'd go there. Why not?
So after you've given thanks, you can watch Amy Sedaris rip Michael Riedel a new one to get you back into that cynical world of things.
Having spent, you know, on both sides of the funeral, doing this reading and laughing at Beth Level and others, Leslie Kritz, all these other people, I think laughter is the best antidote / remedy / elixir for sadness. You know, you have to laugh. So I would say thank your mentor and then get on YouTube and laugh at Amy Sedaris. I would say that's the best way to celebrate.
I think that's great. All right. Till next time.
Bye, everybody.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.